Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here. It's not easy being green. No, that's not working.
Whoa, take it easy there, Pilgrim. If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you. Life is tough, but it's tougher if you're stupid.
Nope, not that either. Oh, I suck.
Okay, you just heard why I don't narrate my audiobooks. So here's my author's note. Thank you for listening to one of my books. It took years to write my first three books. I had a job as a business manager for an IT company, so I wrote at night, on weekends, and during vacations. While I had many ideas for books over the years, the first one I ever completed was Aces, and I sort of wrote that book for my, at the time, teenage nieces. If you read Aces, you can see some early elements of the Expeditionary Force stories: impossible situations, problem solving, clever thinking, and some sarcastic humor. Next, I wrote a book about humanity's program to develop faster-than-light spaceflight, and it was an adventure story about astronauts stranded on an alien planet and trying to warn Earth about a dangerous flaw in the FTL drive. It was a good story, and I submitted it to traditional publishers back in the mid-2000s, and I got rejections. My writing was solid, which I have since learned means publishers can't think of anything else to say but don't want to insult aspiring writers. The story was too long. They wanted me to cut it to a novella and change just about everything. Instead of essentially scrapping the story and starting over, I threw it out and tried something else. Columbus Day and Ascendant were written together starting around 2011. I switched back and forth between writing those two books. The idea for Ascendant came to me after watching the first Harry Potter movie. One of my nieces asked, "What would have happened to Harry Potter if no one ever told him he's a wizard?" I thought, that's a very good question. So I wrote Ascendant. In the original, very early version of Columbus Day, Skippy was a cute little robot who stowed away on a ship when the Krestang invade Earth, and he helps Joe defeat the aliens. After a year trying to write that version, I decided it sounded too much like a Disney Channel movie of the week, and it sucked. Although it hurt to waste a year's worth of writing, I threw away that version and started over. This time, I wrote an outline for the entire Expeditionary Force series story arc first, so I would know where the overall story is going. That was a great idea, and I have stuck to that outline with minor detours along the way. With Aces, Columbus Day, and Ascendant finished it by the summer of 2015, and no publisher interested, my wife suggested that I, 1, try self-publishing the books on Amazon. 2, for the love of God, please shut up about not being able to get my books published. 3, clean out the garage. It took 6 months of research and revisions to get the three books ready for upload to Amazon. In addition to reformatting the books to Amazon standards, I had to buy covers and set up an Amazon account as a writer. When I clicked the upload button on January 10th, 2016, my greatest hope was that somebody, anybody out there, would buy one of my books, because then I could be a published author. After selling one of each book, my goal was to make enough money to pay for the cover art I bought online, about $35 for each book. For that first half month of January 2016, Amazon sent us a check for $410.09, and we used part of that money for a nice dinner. I think the rest of the money went toward buying new tires for my car. At the time I uploaded Columbus Day, I had the second book in the series, Spec Ops, about halfway done, and I kept writing at night and on weekends. By April, the sales of Columbus Day were at the point where my wife and I said, "Whoa, this could be more than just a hobby." At that point, I took a week of vacation to stay home and write Spec Ops 12 hours a day for 9 days. Truly a fun-filled vacation. Doing that gave me a jump start on the schedule, and Spec Ops was published at the beginning of June 2016. By the middle of that July, to our complete amazement, we were discussing whether I could quit my job to write full-time. That August, I had a life is too short moment when a family friend died, and then my grandmother died, and we decided I should try this writing thing full time. Before I gave notice of my job, I showed my wife a business plan, listing the books I planned to write for the next 3 years, with plot outlines and publication dates. This assured my wife that quitting my real job was not an excuse to sit around in shorts and t-shirts watching sci-fi movies for research. During the summer of 2016, R.C. Bray was offered Columbus Day to narrate, and I'm sure his first thought was, a book about a talking beer can? Right, no. Fortunately, he thought about it again, or he was on heavy-duty medication for a bad cold, or if he wasn't busy recording the book, his wife expected him to repaint their house. Anyway, R.C. recorded Columbus Day, went back to his fabulous life of hanging out with movie stars and hitting golf balls off his yacht, and probably forgot all about the talking beer can. When I heard R.C. Bray would be narrating Columbus Day, my reaction was, the R.C. Bray, the guy who narrated The Martian, winner of an Audie Award for Best Sci-Fi Narrator? Haha, that's a good one. Okay, who's really narrating the book? Then the Columbus Day audiobook became a huge hit and was a finalist for an Audie Award as Audiobook of the Year. When I got an offer to create audio versions of the Ascendant series, I was told the narrator would be Tim Gerard Reynolds. My reaction was, you mean some other guy named Tim Gerard Reynolds, not the TGR who narrated the Red Rising audiobooks, right? Clearly, I have been very fortunate with narrators for my audiobooks. To be clear, they chose to work with me. I did not choose them. If I had contacted Bob or Tim directly, I would have gone into super fanboy mode, and they would have filed for a restraining order. So again, I am lucky they signed on to the projects. So far, there is no deal for Expeditionary Force to become a movie or TV show, although I have had inquiries from producers and studios about the entertainment rights. From what people in the industry have told me, even if a studio or network options the rights, it will be a long time before anything actually happens. I will get all excited for nothing, and years will go by with the project going through endless cycles, with producers and directors coming aboard and disappearing. And just when I have totally given up and sunk into the pit of despair, a miracle will happen and the project gets financing. Woohoo! A TV deal would be nice, but I'm not counting on it. Again, thank you for listening to one of my books. Writing gives me a great excuse to avoid cleaning out the garage.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.